I saw it. I just want to share with you Insan Tavot in I saw Biskarov. I saw it today. I saw it this morning. I want to quickly share it with you. I think it's really nice. It's something to think about. The Biskarov on this week said it's not in the Sefer. It's the Biskarov quoted. I thought it's such an amazing word. He points out this week said in Chayesor we find out how Avram wants to. How he tells in Kapitel Chav Dalet, Avram Zokin Bob Yomim, Avram was gebenched, and then he asked Eliezer, his servant, to go and find a shidduch for his son Yitzchak. And by doing so, he asks him to make a shvua, Simno Yotcho, Tachazireichi, he makes him make a shvua, Vashpiacho, Vashem Eleke Hashemayim, a proper shvua, a few psukim, make a proper promise and a formal that you have to do this properly and don't he sent him as a shliach, don't get a shidduch, which is not appropriate shidduch from Bnei Yisrael. Get a proper shidduch, and he made him make a shvua, a very, very serious matter how he does it. And it's psukim and psukim about this shvua, v'ashpiachu b'ashem elokei ha'shamayim v'elokei ha'oretz, lo yisikach ishu mipnei Yisrael k'nani. Make sure that, don't take a wife for my son from the k'nanim. Kel arzi v'malati, all conversation and dialogue and a promise. And it's very interesting, really, because we find that that Eliezer was a servant for Avraham Avinu, but we find that it was, the Gemara says that he was a Moshel B'chol HaShaloi. He had the full authority within all the material wealth of, he was in charge of all the material wealth of Avraham Avinu. So why didn't if he trusts him so much and he's really in charge of all the business and all the finance and all the accounts, so why is he makes a shvua, like make a shvua, and if there was a trust and a relationship of loyalty and trust, why is he making make a shvua? Why does he ask him, you know, make a shvua and make sure to do like this and make sure not to do like that? Why, if they were loyal, it was a loyal abbot for years, so why suddenly he's like not trusting him anymore? It's a very good question. It never occurred to me, but it's a very good question. The Biskarov answers as follows. It's a Moedi Gevot. I think it's real Musa Haskel. He says, when he comes, yes, it's true, Eliezer Eved Avram was indeed a servant to Avram for years, and he was loyal and he was trusted. But that was when he came to financial and to the accounts and to anything financial and the wealth of Avram. Here, he had a relationship of trust and loyalty. But when he came to a Shidduch, which in other words, it's a matter of Ruchnias, it's Ruchnias, you know, you make sure that my son marries somebody which is appropriate in Yirat Shemaim. Here, you don't take, when it comes to Ruchnias, you don't go for trust. You don't go for trust. Here, you have to be a little bit skeptical. It doesn't matter the fact that he's built a relationship of trust and loyalty for years. But because that's all when it comes to finance. That's all right. When it comes to Ruchnias, you mustn't trust anybody. You have to start from scratch. You have to start from scratch. And he says that, the Biskarov says that in the mindset of people, generally, it's all the way around. When it comes to buying something, generally, you know, we tend to check, you know, we're buying something for 10, 15, 20 pounds, and then we check on reviews, and we check what do people say, and why does this work, and how does that, how many stars, and how many this, and how many thenis, and then we want to make sure that the 15 pounds that we're spending is really well spent. But when it comes to something to Ruchnias, yeah, when we look at two hechsherim, we've got in a shop, we've got two hechsherim, yeah? Okay, this is £2 more, but it's a real good hechsher. And this is a slightly more basic hechsher. Yeah, it's good enough. I'm going to, well, this is, it's quite hechsher, it's good enough, you know, it's quite hechsher. And then sometimes, you know, it's on the list, and it's a, some, we don't have that, we suddenly trust everybody, and when it comes to anything, when it comes to tefillin, we are happy to go for cheap, and when it comes to any chevtze mitzvah, we are quite happy, we suddenly trust everybody. So the Biskarov Mamash points this out, and he said that we have that sometimes, our attitude sometimes is not the same than Avraham Avinu. He was very happy to trust, and he had quite happy to go for the trust and for the basic assurance when it came to Gashmis. When it came to Ruchnias, he made him make a shvur, and he said, you know, you better make sure that this is 100% up to my satisfaction. I thought it's a very interesting word. He was mamish like that. So I think it for me, it was a very interesting, very, very interesting point indeed. Yeah. Okay. We're up to Simon Shin Chav Beis. Tonight we're going to be learning Seif Hei. Sorry, I'm wrong. I'm on the wrong page. We are in Simon Shin Chav Gimel, and we're up to Seif. Sorry, we're up to Seif Zayin. That's where we're up to, page 308. And we're learning tonight a very famous and frequently misquoted halacha. And that's the of Tvilas Kelim, one of my pet subjects, I must admit. Tvilas Kelim, and in particular with regards to Shabbos. Is one allowed to Tovel Keli on Shabbos? Tvilas Keli on Shabbos? It is not permitted. Pardon? Makabe Patish, technically, yes. What about if a person is really stuck? What is a man to do then? It happens sometimes. Imagine you are away for Shabbos, and you get the only a keli you've got is something which hasn't been toveled. It's a metal spoon. That's the only thing. You have no way of eating otherwise. Your soup. I don't know, making up a case, but you're stuck. You ended up, and the only way to eat is with a metal keli which hasn't been toveled. What are you going to do about it? What's the etzer? Makneh to a goy. Makneh to a goy. Very good. So we'll speak about that as well. Mitzvah Hashem. To makneh, to make it, to acquire, to.
You can't do kinyan on Shabbos.
You cannot make a kinyan on Shabbos, but to make it, we'll see.
Can you
make well, we'll see. To make hefka, you really could. To make hefka, you could. Yeah, is that what you want to say? To mafka, you could. To make a kinyan on Shabbos, to acquire something on Shabbos, you cannot. But to make hefka, to make it ownerless, that you could. But let's see what Shulchan Aruch says, because that's very interesting. Muta lehatpil kli chato shaton tvila. Shulchan Aruch, top of page 308 says, it is permitted to tovel, to immerse a kli chodesh, a new keli, haton tvile, which requires tvile. Yes, Shulchan Aruch says, it is permitted to do so. V'yesh oisrim, but some disagree and they aser it. Now, generally, when it's tam and yesh oisrim, so how do we normally go? I think we spoke about it last week. Yesh oisrim, because it's?
Plural.
That's right. Yesh oisrim is plural. So if there's one opinion that says it is permitted, and the Jais Oisrim, there's some who forbid it. So some who forbid it, that's a plural. And therefore, that seems that most people hold that it is forbidden. And only some hold that it is permitted. And therefore, it's going to be Asur Alocha. So we'll speak about that soon, but let's finish off. V'yei Shemaim, so but he's got fear of heaven. Yeitze is Kulam, should fulfill all the opinions. V'yitein Aklile En Yehudi B'matona. He should give the keli, which he wants to use, that bowl, that plate, that spoon. He should give it to a goy, b'matono, as a gift. That's what he says, as a gift. V'yachso v'shalenu memenu, and then he should borrow it of him. V'etzorach tvila, then it does not require tvila. Why does it not require tvila? Because it belongs to a goy. We know that an item which belongs to a goy does not require tvila. You don't have to tell something belongs to it. It's only the acquisition which creates the chiyuv tvila. When you acquire it, that's when you have to tovel. It means that something which belongs to a goy, it doesn't need tvila. In fact, you're using something which belongs to a goy, that's not a problem at all. Now, as long as it's kosher and you're sure that it's no problem, then it's fine. No issa to use a goyisha keli. There's no issa in using a goyisha keli, as long as it's kosher. So here, that's what you're doing. You've got this spoon, which is chayv tvila. So what you're doing now is you're giving it to the goy as a present. You say, here, didn't you always want that spoon? He says, oh yeah, I love that spoon, please. So you give it to him as a matana. He says, that should be your birthday present. He says, but my birthday was 10 months ago. It doesn't matter. It is your birthday present. He takes it and says, okay, can I still use it? Can I use it? Yeah, sure, you can use it. So if he's okay with it and he doesn't ask too many questions, then he can use it. And it's fine because it's his and you're allowed to use it. Now, I just want to point out a couple of things. First of all, on a side note, it's very interesting that we find this expression that Yerushalayim Yetzes Kulam. This is quite rare. It's quite rare that we find that Yerushalayim, that the Shulchan Aruch gives advice for Yerushalayim. We find this in Yeridei a couple of times. We find this in Shulchan Aruch, in Orichaim also a few, but it's quite rare and very uncommon for Shulchan Aruch to make an obligation for Yerushalayim. Normally, it's something is permitted or it is also, and then there's a halacha, there's a hacha, there's a psak. You have to do like this, or you have to do like that. Over here, Shulchan Aruch, after saying that Yesh Oisim, he says, you know what? I've got a suggestion for Yirei Shemaim. If you've got fear of heaven, that's what you should do. It's very interesting. It's uncommon. It's just has a little footnote. I'm just pointing out it's quite rare. There's only one place that Shulchan Aruch, I believe there's only one place in which you check somebody's Yirei Shemaim. That's when it comes to which profession? To a Sheikhet. That's right. Is that what he said? To a Sheikhet is the only one that needs to be Yirei Shemaim. It's a shaykhet to be Yirei Shemaim. Otherwise, you don't find anybody else that which. I don't know if it says Yirei Shemaim by Seif. I don't remember. Yeah, it does need to be. The truth is, everyone needs to be. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. I don't remember. Maybe there is, but I know it's clearly by a shaykhet it says But it's interesting that when it comes to Ilchus, it's very interesting when it comes to be a Ra, and to be a, it's very interesting. By Shoichet it says explicitly a person must, it's very interesting. So anyways, it says over here, Yerushimayim Yetzes Kulam, V'yiten Aklin in Yehudi, B'matonu V'yachsev Yishlenim, Menu V'etzorech Tvila, it does not require Tvila. Now, the Rama gives another suggestion, which is the following. I don't know how practical it is, but the Rama does point out, if it's a kli which can be filled with lots of water, we're talking about mikveh water now. So if you've got a kli, a cup, a glass, which you can fill with water, take mikveh water and fill it to the top, that would be sufficient. So there's an eitz over here what you could do. Instead of immersing it and being toivel it, what you could do is you should take it and you fill it with mikvot until it's... Yeah. You fill it and then... I don't know how practical it is, because surely if you've got... I'm saying if you've got access to mikvot water, why can't you toivel it? But... Yeah, so saying that they won't be taken money. That's what he's saying. Okay, so that would be considered good enough tvila. Although you haven't effectively done a tvila, but that's considered a tvila. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed says that what's the halacha? According to your opinion, let's go slow. According to the former opinion that says that you're allowed to do tvila on Shabbos. What happens if you didn't get this glass on Shabbos? You got it before Shabbos. Will they still allow you to do the tefillah according to the first opinion? And that's the Ma'aseh Ikar Adin. You said it's chatchilah fine. Even if you got the glass before Shabbos, you can still tell. That's exactly what Mishnah Berurah says according to this opinion. Sifkot Lamed. Vafilu im hoyo lo yakli kodim Shabbos v'yom tov. Even if you had this keli before Shabbos v'yom tov, nevertheless, you may do tvilas kelim on Shabbos according to the former opinion. Veledas ha'oisim. According to the opinion of the stringent opinion that you're not allowed to. Hafilu gi lo yakli b'Shabbos. Even if the kli came to you on Shabbos, shenosan lein yudi b'matona. Even if the kli came on Shabbos, that the goy gave you this present on Shabbos. Here's the thermos flask. That was my present for you. Thank you so much. Here's the gift. This is yours. If he gives it to you on Shabbos, nevertheless, also it is also. Here comes the word. Exactly as Rabbi Feingold said, Shmipnei shenirikim esakim kli. It appears that he's doing tikkun kli. Haladat tvila fidu tvila. So it is not a real tikkun kli. It's like a lomdisha tikkun kli. That by doing the tvila, it will be accessible and usable. And that's why it's mutter. And that's why it's also, before that it was forbidden to use it. Therefore it is also on a rabbinical level to use it, because before that you couldn't use it and now you can use it, and that makes it also midrabbanon. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Aleph says that we're not distinguishing between metal and glass. Why would it make sense to distinguish? That's right. It would have made sense to distinguish between a metal and glass, because that's the reis and that's the abon. The meisa, from the Shulchan Aruch's word, it's evident that there's no difference. Both according to the stringent opinion, we're not mechalek lekula, whether it's glass or metal, and according to the other opinion too, we're not distinguishing between metal and glass. Both the oisim don't make a difference, and the matirim do not make a difference. So it doesn't make a difference to the reis and the abon. Yeah. And that's what Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed base points. Advish, Oysim, Hainu, Afilu, Klis, Chuchis. The ones who hold it, it's also, they even hold it with glass. Afilu, Tzach, Shabbos, even if it's for Shabbos purpose, and even if it's glass, nevertheless, it's going to be also. Now, the question is, what you pointed out, is one allowed to give a present on Shabbos? No, really. Why not? As you pointed out. Kenyan. So, to give a gift on Shabbos is also. To give the gift on Shabbos is also. I may have mentioned it once, I spoke once to the Dailopian. I asked him how come that in some shuls the minhag is to give bar mitzvah boys a sefer on Shabbos. And where does that come from? Because you're not allowed to give a gift. It's like a problem. It's like a problem.
I don't
know, so maybe, I don't know what the eitz is. If you eat it there and then, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, so maybe you don't have to be koinet. You just, I'm saying you accept it, but you put it. I think Rabbi Kagan's idea is quite good. I mean, you don't have to physically, you take it, but if it's something which you're going to use on Shabbat, by the Shabbat table, if let's say they bring a bottle of wine or something, then you don't have to physically accept it. You just put it on, it could still be halachically still theirs. And you keep it on the table, and they are sharing, you are pouring it, perhaps, when it is still halachically their wine. But otherwise, it is a bit of a problem. It is somebody brings something you're not going to use. It is a bit of a problem. I mean, you could perhaps say that. Listen, I'll keep it here and I'll be coin it on Motzei Shabbos. And if that's a bit embarrassing or uncomfortable, you don't embarrass people. But it is a problem to be coining things on Shabbos. So what's the eitz over here? What does that mean? How can you give over here? The Shulchan Aruch says, according to the stringent opinion, what do? You give it a gift to the goy. He gives a gift to us. How does that work? How can he do that? So Mishnah Berurah gives us over here the answer in Sifkot Lamed Daled. V'afagav de'oso litin matana b'Shabbos. Although it is forbidden to give a present on Shabbos. Ha'ocha shagel mishum tzorech Shabbos. This is a requirement. This is we're talking about something which you need on Shabbos. You need this. You cannot do without that bowl. You cannot do without that spoon. And you're not going to manage without a fork. You're not going to manage. So therefore it's tzorech Shabbos. So the tzorech Shabbos, they were not matet tvilas kelim. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. So the answer, that's what I'm pointing out. That you're not allowed to do tvilas kelim tzorech Shabbos. That's forbidden. But you are allowed to be makne something tzorech Shabbos to avoid tvila. How the mechanics of that is, it must be there has something to do with the weight and of the isurim. So it seems that tvilas kelim is a kun laloch is more chamu. I want to just. Yes, it is. It's a drabonon. Tvilas kelim is also a drabonon on Shabbos lalocha. Yes, it is.
Can you get a child to do it?
Can you ask a child to do it? Yeah, so the Mishmur and Sifkat Lamed Gimel points out what happens if it's been done? You didn't know anything about it. You just lived next to your shul and you didn't know anything about it, and you quickly had your tovel before. You just didn't have time to think about it, didn't have time to check. You didn't know it was also. You just simply didn't know. You went in your tovel. You went in your tovel and you brought back this bowl, this plate, this spoon, I don't know. And now it's the serving plate and now it's being used. So is that, now that it's tovel, can you use it, yes or no? So I'm asking the following shaila. We know that you're not allowed to tovel, lemaisa. Halach lemaisa, we know you're not allowed to tovel. If you was tovel on Shabbos, does it matter? Can you use it, yes or no? Probably not. Like food. Oh, you're saying that's actually very, 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 very interesting. You're saying, like we find in the Simon Shin Yud Ches, the concept of Maisa Shabbos, something which was done on Shabbos Be'isa, you're not allowed to benefit from it until Motzei Shabbos. So Mr. Valin says, that's the same over here, it was done Be'isa, so surely you're not allowed to use it, it was done Be'isa, Be'shoikik, you're not allowed to use it until Motzei Shabbos. Yeah. It's more lenient, but Be'isa certainly. Correct. So that's what Mr. Berlin suggests, that we will make the same differences over here. So the person who's using it, the person who did it, he won't be able to benefit from it. It's very, very interesting. But there is over here a extremely important charitzian, which is very frequently used by the Rabbonim, and Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Beis, in charitzian Sifkot Lamed Beis. It says as follows. First, we need to see Mishnah Berurah. Excuse me. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Gimel says, "Mikol Mokim." I'm skipping three lines. "In Mikol Mokim, Imava v'Tovel Efshad Mutal Ishtamish Boy." He says that if you toveled it, you are allowed to use it. Kim Diyesh Matirim Afir Lachatchile Sims Da Also Matirim. And here, the Shaitzin Sifkot Lamed Beis reminds of a Prima Godim, which is a rule that in Shaitzin, which is Mishnah Berurah, it's a rule of thumb. That there is never an Isra of Maaseh Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, whilst the concept that Mr. Berlin says is spot on, there is generally a concept of Maaseh Shabbos, something was done by Isra on Shabbos. But if there is even one opinion who holds that something is Mutar Lechatchila, one opinion, we're not passing like this opinion, but if one opinion who holds that it's Mutar Lechatchila, then the Isra of Maaseh Shabbos doesn't apply. It's a rule, it's Mamash rule, it's very distinct. So here, we don't passken like the opinion who holds that one is allowed to tovel on Shabbos. We don't pass it like that there. But it's true, there's a registered opinion of Rishonim holds that way. Shulchan Aruch says, Mutar lahatmil kicholosh, don't tvila. We don't pass it like that opinion, but it is a registered, legitimate opinion. We don't pass like that, but there is such an opinion. So therefore, when it comes to Ma'aseh Shabbos, we rely on that, and there's no Ma'aseh Shabbos involved. It's really, really critical when it comes to other areas of halacha, that whenever there is matirim lechatchila, then there is no Ma'aseh Shabbos with regards to that. It's good to know that. Now, I want to just bring a point over here, which is because that's so frequently misquoted, and it's one of the things that, have you ever heard of a psak which sounds as follows? You bought a new knife, you bought a new kenwood, you bought a new grater, you bought something new, which is made out of metal perhaps, or perhaps out of glass. Now, there is Yesh Man to Omar. There are some people who say that for the one, if you need to tovel it, but the first time you're using it, you're not to use it without, once you're allowed to use it without tefillah. You're allowed to use it once without tefillah, and then after you've used it once, then you have got it, you must tovel it. Have you heard? It's very frequently quoted. You heard that he can't. You heard of it, but it doesn't sound good. It's no basis. Very good. Okay, we'll speak about that. Yeah. Yeah, so you're only, that's right. So that's a svar that is brought in a poskim, that if you've got a bottle, a coffee jar, so really it's town tefillah, really, because you've got coffee inside, it's glass. So really it's chayv tefillah medrabanan. But people generally, I mean, I've seen people on machme, but generally people don't tovel, why not? It's chayv tefillah medrabanan. The answer is because it's a mice, that's what the poskim say. Poskim say that the reason why I don't have to tovel coffee is because, and well, what else is like that? Most.
Wine, grape
juice. Yeah?
It lessens a little triangle on the bottle.
Which means, yeah.
Meaning it's made in Israel. Then you can assume it's made by a goy, the bottle.
Yeah? Yeah?
And even Jews use bottles made by non-Jews.
Right. Okay, so yeah, so that's right. So assuming that it's made by a goy, the reason why it's okay is because it's considered, you're never using it, you're emptying it out. It's all considered a maisa of emptying it out. I'm not really using the keli, I'm emptying it until it's empty. So therefore it's more, but if I would recycle, if I would use it again a second time round, then it's much more of a shayla. But I don't want to go into that, because the point I want to say is that this psak that people quote of using a keli once, and then afterwards not being chayav to it, that's not a real, that can't be true. It's untrue. You know how to use something once. If you buy yourself a new knife, a new container, a new something, and use it once. And the Raya is from Shulchan Aruch. What's the Raya from Shulchan Aruch? Exactly. I'd say you use it once for Shabbos and it's fine. So it's muchach. It's black and white. It's absolutely black and white. That there is no heter in the world. If you buy yourself a new kli, which is chayav tevila, you may not use it once. And after go to toilet. It doesn't. It's muchach, black and white. It's a raya she'ein aleo pircha from Shulchan Aruch that you cannot use something once. I know where it comes from, though. I think I know where it comes from. I did a bit of research, and I think where it comes from, it's from disposables. I think it's a misformed psak from the disposables, because disposables, we don't have to. If you've got disposables which are made out of metal or aluminium, so it's be'etzim aluminium is chayav tevila because it's metal. So how come when you have a metal, what's aluminium, silver, what would be a good example? You're having a
aluminium.
Yeah, aluminium tray, perfect, aluminium tray. So it's metal, it's matches, which really you need to do tefillah. But we don't do tefillah, why don't we tovel it? Because the halacha, because really it's a recyclable item, it's no chshivas, remoshe, dain vayis, no chshivas. And therefore, it's something which is going to go, it's not, doesn't have a shem kli, because you're going to put it in a dustbin. And therefore, since you're using it once, that makes into an item which is no chshivas. And therefore, you can use it once, put it in a dustbin, it's not chayav tevila. And that's where the psak comes from. And so people understood that, yeah, you're allowed to use it once, you're allowed to use a keli once, and you're not chayav tevila. But that's not true if you're talking about something which is non-disposable. Yes, I'm waiting for the question. Oh, yes. So what happens if you use it a few times? So the answer to that is probably, it's a question. How come the majority of Klal Yisrael is not makpid on that? So here again, once the Amachmirim, you've seen people who go to Tovel, the ones who are makel, they say that per etzem it's a disposable, The Mekilim say that Be'etzem, it's intrinsically a disposable item. Okay, I'm using it a few times, but it's Be'etzem, a disposable item. It happens to be, I'm able to use it. It's not Chshivas, it's not Hashem Kli. I happen to look after it sufficiently that I can use it a few times before I put it in a dustbin. But it's not Be'etzem a Kli, which is a Choshev. And therefore, the Amekel, and I think it's probably true to say that it's Minhag Olam, but I must say, it's interesting how it's so well established, because we're playing with the Derais over here, really. And it's a bit interesting how it's so nishtarish and klali soil that we're not makpid to tovel metal, aluminium. It's interesting. That's clearly the minik, you're right. It's clearly the minik. But it's interesting that it's we're talking about, we're touching on the derais over here. But yet, the minik is very well established not to tovel it. Okay, I'll stop over here. Maybe a little more tomorrow, but it's a shame. We spoke about the opinion of Tvilas Kelim on Shabbos. The former opinion, Shulchan Aruch, says that Kli Chodosh is... Kli Chodosh is mutter to do tefillah on Shabbos. Second opinion, that's the halacha, says we don't. Yesh Shemayim gives it to a goy, matona, and he uses it then. And the Rama brings another opinion that if you want, you can just fill it with the dop, and then it's going to be considered like you have tefillah. We spoke about the interesting psak Mishtabur Shayatian, that if a person did do tefillah, but yeah, you can use it. And we also spoke that there's no difference between glass and metal. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.